Researchers at UW-Madison and the CDC conducted genetic sequencing on more than 1,200 samples from students and residents testing positive for COVID-19. Professor of Pathology Dr. David O'Connor says they found a mutation that fueled a large outbreak in two of the university's largest dormitories, but he says researchers were surprised to find the mutation didn't show up off campus.
And there really weren't very many viruses that descended from those sequences that we were able to identify in the broader Madison community.
UW-Madison shut down in-person classes, quarantined dorms, and more than 24 fraternities and sororities a week after classes started last September. New cases have remained low on campus since. O'Connor says vaccinating as many students as possible is the best bet to avoid similar outbreaks this fall. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.